The Eagle snap.
That's what keeps her coming back.
Bump-a-dump, bump-a-dump. Gene Baxter's coming back.
Hey,
oh! One of the things to look forward to on Monday, Gene.
That's
Gene,
right.
You watched the Big Dallas finale Friday, didn't you?
Well, I tried to get through.
You tried? Yeah.
Follow the show.
He doesn't watch. Gene does not have a television set.
I don't own one.
Here is a man who is of popular culture, and he doesn't listen to. So he was here at the station, and we were watching it, and he said he's watching Larry Hagman.
It's confusing. Jeff.
Yeah, he wanted to know where Jeannie was.
I couldn't understand it. Isn't that the same show?
So embarrassing. No, he sneers now. You can tell. He didn't wear a hat in the other
one. Where was Major Bellows, for that matter?
Major Bellows.
God, I love it when you get mushy with me, man. It's even on the radio, it's great.
95. PGC is WPGC FM at 1580 AM Morningside. I had a good time today. I'll go have a good time tonight.
I was going to say,
yeah.
You really will. You know, when we put on a movie presentation, really put on a movie presentation. Did you notice that we have imported the weather from Egypt for the Indiana Jones premiere tonight? So you go off and have a swell time, and I'll be here holding down the fort. Got lots of great music coming up. Lots of good stuff for you to do at 95 PGC. Welcome to a Monday night. 95 PGC. PGC, Bridges Great Outdoor Locations. Walt, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Surprised me there. I'm sorry. Let's back up here.
On Horwood is by Bridges.
Yeah, we were talking about Bridges Great Outdoors, the folks that bring us these tremendous Raiders hats.
You like that?
Which everybody, I guess, and his brother is going to be wearing at the show tonight.
That's right.
You got one, right? You're going to the thing.
Yeah, I got one. I had to get an extra large, though.
Well, I understand. I'm sure you look great, though. Anyway,
size did you get?
I didn't get one because I'm here, see? So they figured the man behind the mic doesn't really need to dress up for the event.
I'll let you wear mine.
Well, thank you.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing everybody tonight at the premiere of the Temple of Doom. And if you're heading outbound right now, it's not so...
We're up to 4 or 5 today now.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
That's a big bar. Hey, thanks for having us on tonight at 95 PGC. Welcome to the Working Week at 95 PGC. This is Gene Baxter, Radio Romper Room for yet another night. And some great news from the American Lung Association of Southern Maryland. If you can quit smoking by June 7th, you'll have a chance to win a trip to the Bahamas. Also some cash or a fitness club membership. If you need some more details about it, just give me a call right here.
Celebrate my love.
PGC, celebrating with Lionel Richie, dancing all night long. Next,
we say yes.
Yeah. Kind you eat slow.
Hi, this is Gene Baxter on 95 PGC. I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that came out and said hello yesterday afternoon around 1 to 3, right in there. Dave Fox and I were helping out along with some other radio stations out at Margarita Maggie's in Calverton, just off I-95, to raise money for Special Olympics. Now, it was certainly an interesting event, a taco eating contest. Yeah, I don't feel real good today, but I did want to say thanks. We had a lot of fun out there, and if you're driving by Margarita Maggie's, you see what looks like a mushroom cloud overhead? Don't worry about it. It's not a first strike. Sex 30 in Washington. This is being broadcasting live high above the Capitol Beltway. Thank you for having us on 95 PGEC. A tribute to the late Jackie Wilson. There's Rita Coolidge on 95 PGEC. Springfield, thank you for the call for that here tonight. 636. This is Bean.
St. Louis.
432-9595, the number here at the ranch tonight. I had a very helpful listener named Marie call me moments ago. Apparently, most of the rush hour is pretty much wound down, but there is an incident on Branch Avenue outbound here tonight. It doesn't look like, from what Marie tells me, it doesn't look like the car is on fire, but there is a car with fire engines all around it, blocking the right lane of Branch Avenue outbound. And if it's not on fire, I don't know what else it could be. Maybe a cat climbed up on the steering wheel and can't get down. I don't know, but just be advised. Oh, and of course, there are rubberneckers on the other way, the exit coming the other way. Folks just slowing down to watch this car and these fire engines as if they've never seen vehicles before. But that's what rubberneckers are all about, and that'll make it difficult on Branch Avenue, both in and outbound of the city. So thank you for the tip on that tonight here at 95 PGC. Ooh. 95 PGC got a great weekend of music planned for you starting Friday afternoon at 3, our top 300 countdown. More on that in a flash.
You're gonna like the way
there's a lot more to lungs than there used to be.
Bob, it's still not too late for you to get in your vote for our Memorial Day top 300 countdown. If you take advantage of the time left here this evening, drop it by your postcard to 95 PGC, Memorial Day 300, P.O. Box 10239. Washington, D.C., 20018. The deadline is officially tomorrow afternoon at 5:30. What we'd like you to do is jot down your five all-time favorite songs. Now, that's good for you and for us. It'll help us make a very authentic and great-sounding countdown that we can start Friday afternoon at 3. Plus, we'll mail you a souvenir listing of the all-time top 300 tunes. Plus, you'll be eligible to win that trip for two you've heard so much about to the Aloha Stadium in Hawaii. There'll be nothing going on. You just go out and they show you the stadium and the seats and all that kind of stuff. But at least you'll be in Hawaii and it'll be worth it. So get that in the mail to us tonight if you can. And be listening this weekend as we play the greatest music of all time by your votes here at 95 PGC.
See no sunshine.
Together. We don't have tomorrow.
95 PGC. Keeping your eyes peeled. And boy, let me tell you, that's painful too. For Debbie McLean. If you run into Debbie tonight, do tell her have a good one from all of her friends right here.
War Week is declared tonight.
Come in and test listen the new premium sound systems from Ford Electrical and Electronics Division.
I tell you, folks, this being a professional tanner is not all it's wrapped up to be. It was downright uncomfortable out there. In pursuit of a tan, got up to 87 degrees. I'm thinking about hiring somebody to get the rest of my tan for me. That may not work, though. Fair skies tonight, the nation's capital, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, more sun. Oh, no. High around 85. Partly cloudy, chance of some showers or afternoon thunder boomers on Wednesday. High again in the mid to upper 80s. Right now out in Fairfax, 81. Chevy Chase, 84. 82 right here at 95 PGC.
Babe, I love you.
Orchestra, please. Well done, sirs. The 95 PGC is WPGC FM and 1580 AM Morningside. Time is running out for entering our Memorial Day 300. Get those songs in the mail tonight if we're going to get them tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the city. How you doing?
95 PGC. I would put fresh flowers for you.
PGC, have you heard? The first official news conference about the Jackson Summer Tour was held today. Got the details and some of Michael's music up next. Paris, in order to place an ad, call 946-0600. That's 946-0600. We were talking about the press conference held today in the driveway of Michael Jackson's home out in Encino, California. The promoter for the tour, of course, you must know him by now. He's been on the news practically every night going, well, not yet, well, not yet. His name is Don King. Today he announced that the Jackson's tour, entitled the Victory Tour, after their LP that's going to be out soon, is going to open up on June 22nd. And it's the first official date, June 22nd, in Lexington, Kentucky. Now, Catherine Jackson, who happens to be Michael and all the other little boys and girls' mothers, was there serving milk and cookies, and she also threw in her 2 cents worth and says that they will be having concerts in New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Cleveland, Atlanta, and Washington, D.C. Now this is according to Michael's mother. Now I guess we'll find out the official details in a formal press conference, not in the driveway, next week. So when we hear it from Don King, I guess then we can believe it. But in the meantime, thank you, Ronald Reagan, for putting in your support when you met Michael out in the White House last week. And it looks like the Jackson's tour is coming to D.C. Anything else we get, we'll pass it along right here at 95 PGC. Right. 95 PGC. What's going on is our Memorial Day Top 300 Countdown. It starts Friday afternoon at 3 with Long John Dowling. There's still time to get your entry in, so do so today to P.O. Box 10239, Washington, 20018. And then sit back and listen to the best weekend of music you ever heard on the radio.
I have a picture.
Bill game. We are 95 PGC. I have not forgotten you, my friend. If you are sitting around eagerly awaiting the specifications for our $1,000 Thursday game, got those up for you next.
You never
identity. Look for the sign, Dominion Bank, and let us show you how accommodating a good bank can be.
I can barely contain myself. 723. Thank you for having us on tonight at 95 PGC. This is Bean as promised. specifications for $1,000 Thursday. I had to catch my breath there for just a moment. Looking for that bill that has a serial number that ends with either four nines or four fives in a row. 7:15, Thursday morning, right here for $1,000.
There's talk on the street.
Ooh. 95. PGC, this is Gene Baxter, 7:31 in the nation's capital, high above the Capitol Beltway. On and on we go, live tonight until 10 o'clock with your favorite songs. If you'd like to call and say hi, maybe you got something on your mind, just want to chat, do so. 432-9595 is the number. Love to hear from you.
Who can it be now?
Oh, yeah. 95, PGC. It can be the Temptations coming up. Joe Jackson, Denise Williams of Fleetwood Mac, the Culture Club, and Paul Young on deck.
Offer good on selected departures and destinations through June 15th, 1984. Call Greyhound for details.
95 PGC. This Gene Baxter got some interesting news tonight from the West Coast. Maybe you missed this. The mayor of Los Angeles, the nation's second largest city, Tom Bradley, had his car stolen about a month ago or so. And finally, he's back on the road. After 32 days of extensive searching in Los Angeles and the surrounding counties, the police came up today with Mayor Bradley's 1975 Buick Electra. Had been missing all that time. Plus, they apprehended two men accused of stealing the car. Now, if those guys play their cards right, they can not only get a book and a movie deal while they're in jail, but they can probably be named the official car thieves of the 1984 Summer Olympics. That should be good for some money. PGC, just around the corner from Memorial Day weekend. Be looking for some things to do, perhaps stepping out in Rockville on Saturday from 10 till 4. You'll find at the Town Center Courthouse Square their annual Italian Festival. Now, that features great Italian food and entertainment, too. If you'd like some further details about it, I'd love to fill you in. Just call me, 432-9595. The number here at 95 PGC. PGC, 80 degrees in the Capitol. This is Gene Baxter making a living with Washington's number one song. Up next.
How long will you wear them?
Well, hello. This is David Byrd, one half of the morning team, the dynamic duo, the Charisma Twins, and I'd like to introduce Mr. Jeffrey Baker.
Thank you very much. What we want to tell you about is Memorial Day 300. Now, that comes up next weekend, of course, and the deadline is tomorrow for you to get us your five all-time favorite songs, and if you're curious about the address, well, that's what Dave Fox is all about.
95 PGC, Memorial Day 300, Box 10239, Washington 20018. That's Box 10239, Washington, D.C., 20018. In return, we'll do something for you. Right, John Dowling?
Yeah. Hey, we'll send you a list of the top 300 and qualify to win a trip to Blowout 84 in Aloha Stadium. That's in Hawaii, you know. Courtesy of Agree Shampoo and Conditioner.
Agree, as in turn up the volume in your hair with Agree?
Yeah.
Why, it's Gene Baxter. None other than. And on Memorial Day weekend, we'll be counting down the top 300 songs from last to first. Pretty nifty, huh? Hey, Lee Chambers, what do you think the number one song will be?
Jingle Bells by the Singing Dogs.
I
don't know. Well, listen, you, the listener, will decide. So get your list in right away to the Memorial Day Top 300 on 95 PGC.
PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose. I wouldn't, though. Weather's next.
227-3800.
Oh, that'd be over, huh? Had a great day today, didn't we? Real humid. First time we've seen that this season. I still hold that there's no such thing as spring in Washington. It seemed like it was in the 40s, and now it's in the 80s, and that's what's on the way. Fair skies tonight. Low between 60 and 65, depending on where you sleep. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Another hot one, high around 85. So far, though, no rain, at least till Wednesday. Then we'll see some clouds, chance of some showers or afternoon thunderstorms. Let's Xerox that. We'll be saying that every day for the next 4 months. High again in the mid to upper 80s. Out in Tacoma Park right now, it is 79 degrees. They have 82 out in Occoquan, Virginia. And we have 80 degrees right on the button here at 95 PGC. I think this calls for some music just perfect for the occasion, don't you? Good comeback there, Brian.
I love the colorful
95 PGCs, WPGC-FM and 1580 AM, Morningside, home of the Dollar Bill Game. Another Thursday just around the corner, you could win $1,000. The specifications are coming up. 95 PGC. 95 PGC. How's it going? This is Bean, and it's nice to know I am not alone. Got some Beatles coming up here for Hyattsville. Stevie Wonder will be playing for Marlowe Heights, Pointer Sisters, Genesis, Cyndi Lauper on the way, too.
Go ahead, Johnny. Ask them.
Art's the kind you eat slow.
Culture Chameleon up next here at 95 PGC. Just in case you were living under a rock over the weekend and you missed the big hockey news, the Edmonton Oilers are the new champs. Yeah, they won the Stanley Cup Finals over the defending New York Islanders after New York had held it for the last 4 years. What else we got in sports tonight? The Baltimore Orioles are off. They've been playing some good ball lately, still third in their division. They're trying to catch the Red Hot Tigers. They're taking the evening off. Tomorrow they start a road trip. They'll be gone in about 3 weeks or so, opening up against the Oakland A's tomorrow. Washington Federals had a great game over the weekend. They only lost by 16 points. Good for the Feds. San Antonio Gunslingers beat them. And the members of the Washington Federals, I guess, continue to spend their days off pricing housing down in Miami. Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, John Dowling. That's the official start of our Memorial Day Top 300 countdown this year here at 95 PGC. One of the many songs from the Beatles I think will do well, Long and Winding Road, coming up for you next.
Beach Lovers.
Now playing at a British Great Outdoors near you.
Unfortunately, I'm one of those guys who looks really dumb in a hat, but they sound great anyway. 822 here at 95 PGC. We were speaking of the Top 300 here a few minutes ago that starts Friday. There is still some time, believe it or not, for you to get your entries in. Looking for your five all-time favorite songs. The deadline's tomorrow night, but if you rush out to the post office tonight and drop in the mail, you'll still be eligible for that trip to Hawaii we're giving away. Plus, we'll send you a souvenir listing of the all-time Top 300 songs. The address again is 95 PGC, Memorial Day Top 300 Countdown. P.O. Box 10239, Washington, D.C., 20018. Do it tonight. Thank you.
The long and wide.
95 PGC. How's it going? This Bean, sun is going down over the Capitol. Get your headlights on. In case you missed the announcement a few minutes ago, it is official that Michael Jackson and his brothers will be bringing their victory tour to the nation's capital. That's right. The tour opens up in Lexington, Kentucky, June 22nd. Probably sometime in July, we'll see the boys at RFK. All we know about tickets so far is they'll be available by mail. Any more details, you can bet we'll pass it along. There's that wonderful harmonica. Stevie Wonder, 95 PGC, 834 now.
Coles Ford.
Herman's.
Herman's, we are sports.
Well, I promised you those $1,000 Thursday specifications. I'll give them to you now. I'll give you a couple days to find this bill. Thursday morning, 7:15. Vagrant Bird will open up the phone lines here at the studio and ask you to call in if you have a bill whose serial number ends with either four nines or four fives in a row at the end of the bill. Find a bill like that, hang on to it, get set to win $1,000 in the 95 PGC Dollar Bill Game.
Look what you done to me.
PGC talking about Miss Debbie McClain. She is some special gal. I mean, they did name the whole city in Virginia after her. And if you run into Debbie, we'd like you to tell her to have a good night and a better tomorrow from all of her friends here at the radio station.
Bartender, a light.
Never pay list price again, Washington. Just say,
I don't know about these Italian designer's shoes. They all sound like pizza toppings to me. Guccini's has 18 locations, including Congressional Plaza, Langley Park, Lanham, and Forestville. One of my favorite things to do this time of year is talk to people who have not yet spent a summer in Washington. They're like, you've got to be kidding. Is it really going to be like this for 4 months? Well, summer's not officially here, but you wouldn't know it from today. Got up to 87 degrees, and that humidity, our old buddy we haven't seen since August, was back. Fair skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Sunshine again tomorrow, high around 85. More humidity, of course, by Wednesday. Perhaps a break. Chances of some afternoon or evening thunderstorms. High again near 85, though. Right now out in Bowie, it is 78 degrees. Grove to Virginia has 77. 78 right here, 95 PGC. 95 PGC. My request for Beltsville tonight, Miss Excitement Ann Murray. She plays the blistering guitar solo in the middle of that record herself, you know. Quite an accomplished musician. 8:55 now.
You're gonna like the way.
PGC is WPGC-FM Morningside, 9 o'clock, the nation's capital. This is B. One more time, we got those $1,000 Thursday specifications coming up for you. PGC, where you picked them, and we'll be counting them down. Our Memorial Day Top 300 starts Friday afternoon with John Dowling at 3 o'clock.
Comes Marching Home, just to name a few. Relive the legacy on Shiloh Hill at Ford's Theater.
Just for a moment, think. If Goober Pease had ended up our national anthem, whew, what a scary thought. The show's been extended through July 1st. Radio critic Bob Cole, who has a way with words, says, quote, the Civil War was hell. Witnessing on Shiloh Hill was heaven, end quote. Way to go, Bob. Act now. Call 347-4833 for ticket information. 95 PGC. It's Gene Baxter. Thank you for having us on a Monday night. Big Lee at 10 o'clock tonight. In the meantime, some great stuff, including Chicago, Elton John, and that new record from Madonna is coming up, too.
I can think of younger days.
For the longest time.
Proving to be one of Billy Joel's biggest. Longest time for Springfield tonight at 95 PGC.
Ocean Loam soft contact lenses replaced at People's Drug Optical Center for just $33 a lens. May we begin?
I wonder how they got Beethoven to write the music for that commercial. People's is five all-night drugstores, including 14th in Thomas Circle, Washington, 60 seconds away from America.
Listen. Because this phone number, YP, at 946-0600.
That's 946-0600. Might want to get your thinking cap and plug it in. You're going to need it tomorrow morning with Baker and Bird. It's another edition of Trivia Tuesday on the Morningside program from 5:30 till 10, right here at 95 PGC.
I never believed in...
.30 in Washington at 95 PGC. This bean high above the Capitol Beltway. Yes, yes, we put the 95 in 495. Have you heard the big news that there may just be an eclipse here next week that we can actually see from Washington? Boy, that'd be nice. Haven't seen one of those in years. A near total eclipse anyway. A couple hours next Wednesday, between 11:30 and 2 o'clock or so, we should be able to see the moon in front of the sun. Kind of neat looking. I'm convinced it's all a Russian plot, though. Those guys would do anything to make sure I miss one more day to work on my tan. 95 PGC. If you're sitting out on your back porch tonight enjoying the warm weather, then I got a song that will sound real good. Gordon Lightfoot, next.
If you wear glasses...
To the sale!
Oh, yes, yes, of course. The sale is going on now.
Well, if you're not going away this weekend and you have some Irish blood in you, then maybe this is good news. Next Sunday in the afternoon from 1 till 7... there will be a special afternoon of dance and musical traditions of the old country of Ireland. Irish folklore and the Cultural Society is presenting all this. Lots of locally and internationally known performers whose names I probably couldn't pronounce even if they were on the page in front of me. It'll all be at the Glen Echo Park off MacArthur Boulevard. It's free, again, from 1 till 7 next Sunday. If you'd like some more details about it, maybe I can help. 432-9595, the number, at 95 PGC. Elton, surprise, I married a woman, John, here tonight on 95 PGC as we count down to Big Lee Chambers at 10 o'clock. Fair skies in the capital tonight, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow we'll see some sunshine. It'll be humid again, high around 85. Chance of some showers or afternoon rain on Wednesday, high again near 85. Aspen Hill now, 75. Chevy Chase, 76. 77, right here, 95 PGC.
A woman needs a love before.
9:53 at 95 PGC. I'm all excited. Big Lee should be on his way back from the premiere movie tonight of Indiana Jones. Maybe he'll tell us about it, huh?
Hackenbeck.
I need to talk here. The Hackinger How-To Fair. I can barely read this. The Hackinger How-To Fair in... Hold on a sec. Ah, here we go. Is this week at every Washington area store. Visit your nearby Hackinger for details or demonstrations and giveaways. No purchase is necessary. We have got to change the ribbon in the typewriter.
You may have already heard. Dominion Bank, and let us show you how accommodating a good bank can be.
The Hechinger How To... Oh, 95 PGC. I promised you I would give you those $1,000 Thursday specifications again. Before I go, and since this is the last tune here for me tonight, let me pass them along. Looking for a dollar bill on Thursday at 7:15, whose serial number ends with either 4 9s or 4 5s in a row. Doesn't have to be a $1 bill. Any U.S. paper currency is good. Find a bill like that. Hang on to it and get set to win $1,000 in cash. Thursday morning with Baker & Bird, 95 PGC. Five PGC's WPGC FM Morningside, home of the dollar bill game at 10 o'clock. Lee, we have been eagerly awaiting. Oh, I must say this.
Yeah, yeah.
Listeners are calling, going, please tell Lee to tell us how the movie was.
Well, well, you see, I got there, and well, we were in the parade.
Okay.
And we got in, and TV cameras are there.
How was the movie?
Well, it wouldn't let me in.
Well, why not?
They advised young children not to see this movie. Oh, no. And that was it, man. They wouldn't let me in, huh?
Maybe you can go back when you're 18. They'll let you watch it.
Hey, listen, I'm going to the 1201 showing. Everybody's talking. No one's